If I had to pick one from all of the people we spoke to, I think this one would be my favorite.
I'm Tim Shank. I'm a biologist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. And if I had to be a critter in our ocean, I would be a deep sea animal for sure. And I would be one that lived at hydrothermal vents. And I think I would be a shrimp, actually. They don't live that long, I don't think. But the reality is these guys can move, and they can move throughout the vent system. And what's so cool about them is that they actually farm their own bacteria in their gills. They hover around the vent water, and these microbes love their gills, and the microbes grow. And so the animals just sit there, and they farm off. They pick off the bacteria, and they have this really cool adaptation. They don't have eyes like normal shrimp, okay? They've lost their eyes. They lost their eye stalks. Instead, they have this plate that sits on the front of them where their eyes would normally be, and their eye has migrated back to on their backs. We believe that they can see with this little organ on their back that allows them to see black body radiation, the heat coming from the vents. We think they can image that and see it. So how cool would that be to fly around the deep sea looking for hot spots like that, looking for a dim glow of light that's a hydrothermal vent? You roll up to the vent and you have a nice cool bath of water, a nice warm bath of water, and you can farm microbes right there. I think that would be so cool to be one of those.
That was Tim Shank from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in the US, introducing the vent shrimp that feed on bacteria living in their gills. And they see not with visible light, but heat coming out of hydrothermal vents in the darkness of the deep sea.